Our second reading today was St. Paul writing to the Philippians. A very quick reader for you, and one of very good, just with encouragement and joyfulness and love. I hope you can read it. It's a good, quick book in the New Testament. It'll take 15-20 minutes. And St. Paul gave some of the most important and memorized verses in the Bible. One, for instance, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." And a second, and I think the Philippians 4:13 is one of the, I'd say next to John 3:16, the Philippians 4:13 is probably the second most famous verse in the Bible, where St. Paul wrote, "I can do all things in Him who strengthens me." The reason why this is so good and so gives so much encouragement is that actually St. Paul was writing to the Philippians when he was in jail in Rome, a couple years before he was executed for his belief in Jesus Christ. So this is the line and actually one word I want to focus on him today. "Only conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ." The gospel of Christ. I'm going to go a little deep in the language. You know, St. Paul didn't write in English. He wrote in Greek. And the word that he used was angelion. Angelion. Which in English is what we heard, the gospel, or good news, or synonym words like evangelization or evangelist. What he is showing is we must be worth of the gospel of Christ, the good news. Now, Jesus wrote in the Gospel today, in Matthew, about the parable of the owner, the landowner. And he was paying, and they had a deal. "This, I have your daily wage. Please go into my vineyard." And then at, you know, 9 and noon and 3, and even at the last hour. And they worked in that vineyard. And then he gave each of them the same daily wage. And sometimes we think, well, that's not fair. That's, you know, I worked more than them. Well, Jesus is talking about the parable of the vineyard that he has here on earth. That he wants to give us the good news, the gospel, to receive the same gift that everyone else will, if they open their hearts to serve in his vineyard. So this fall, the reason why we're having a mission, which is really focusing on stewardship, is because we're doing it at St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Columban. If you think of the big picture of God's vineyard on earth, we're a small little part. But we want to make sure our part is done very well, to serve in God's vineyard. And that's why it was so powerful, I mean, for me too, to watch how many people came to clean the grounds. You know, some of the trees that were kind of cutting into our foundation or the windows, or the time that we helped clean the school or the new painting outside on the railer and on the hall of the wall. That we serve together as a family in God's vineyard. That's why we had Nick Davidson earlier this week to talk about how we can serve and use our time and talent to offer others gifts more than we have for ourselves. That's why I gave a little card today. Again, that's not like a test, but a way to hear more ideas and thoughts and sharing what your talents and times could be that we don't even know about. Or the opportunities to serve during Mass, during the liturgy, to know your information, just so we can continue that conversation. That's why we have a mission. That's why we want to share the good news. That's why we want to follow Jesus and the gospel. Now finally, St. Paul, as I said before, he wrote to the Philippians a couple years before he died. And he said today, when we listened, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. St. Paul shares us as well that Christ must be magnified in our bodies, the way we serve, the way we grow in purity, in prayer, in love. Because at some point, like St. Paul, each of us will pass away. And we want our bodies to be ready for the true vineyard in heaven. So these small steps now, the more we just take those small steps in your own life, the more you're going to grow closer to Jesus Christ. So please check out Philippians, discern at Mass, and today and this week, how are the ways that you can make good small steps to share the good news to others and to follow the gospel of Christ?